The black and gold bumblebee had not been seen in Connecticut for nearly a century. WSHU's Davis Sullivan reports. Now it's back.
Bombus oricomus, that's their scientific name, like wide open spaces, like prairies and grasslands. Tracy Zarillo of the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station says you can spot them by their distinctive color pattern on their midsection.
A black band of hairs that run from wing to wing. The first segment of the abdomen is also black. Most of our more common bumblebees that we see in Connecticut have the first segment of their abdomen yellow.
The bumblebee was last spotted in Connecticut in 1919, and it was rare even then.
And then we haven't seen it since then until now.
It's not endangered, but scientists think a regrowth of forest led it to seek out more open meadows and fields. Zarillo says it's popped up in Connecticut 3 times this year, and there have been a few sightings in New York as well.
So I talked to several of my colleagues, you know, to find out why this bee is showing up.
Zarillo says it could just be the regular ebb and flow of species population, or it could be...
There are more people out there watching bumblebees and other bees, planting flowers for them and taking pictures of them.
So it could be the black and gold bumblebee's been back for a while, and people are only now noticing. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.